In Utah, unaffiliated voters can't vote in primaries unless they join a party. That means some Utahns join parties in order to have a voice in any given election. As KUER's Julia Ritchie reports, this strategy actually played a small role in John Curtis's recent victory in the 3rd District.
Provo resident Jennifer Griffin is in her 40s, works in the film industry, and doesn't always vote in primaries. Except earlier this month when she made the decision to register as a Republican to cast her ballot for Provo Mayor John Curtis, who won the 3rd District's primary on August 15th.
So the major reason that I switched is because I felt like he was going to give me a voice. And yes, I know about 5 other people who've switched.
Griffin says she thinks Curtis did an exceptional job as mayor, especially in leading the revitalization of downtown Provo. She also felt, as a more moderate candidate, Curtis would need the support from voters like her to propel him to victory in a heated 3-way with 2 other conservative choices.
I think a major switch, at least for my friends, is don't we need some sanity? We want to vote for sanity. So that's the Curtis vote, I believe.
Curtis ended up winning by a large margin over the other challengers. Utah County released its final canvas numbers on Tuesday. Utah County Clerk Brian Thompson says he usually sees between 500 to 1,000 people affiliate to cast a ballot. This time, he counted about 1,057 in the number of voters who potentially switched parties, higher than usual. The county doesn't track or release information on who those voters ended up choosing, but some critics of Utah's system contend that if enough unaffiliated voters switched parties, they could swing the outcome of a primary. Either way, all 3rd District voters will be able to participate in the general election this November to select a replacement for former Congressman Jason Chaffetz. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.